Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Perfect Timing Makes or Breaks 9 out of 10 Startups. Now, let's get started with today's show. What if I told you that 70% of successful startups launched within a 30-second window of perfect market timing? That sounds dramatic, but here's the truth. Timing isn't just important for startups, it's literally everything. Today we're cracking the code on startup timing. Think about this for a moment. Technology cycles now move 5 times faster than they did in the 1990s. Consumer behavior shifts that used to take years now happen in months. Miss your market window by just 6 months, and suddenly you're competing with 50 copycats instead of pioneering an entire category. The first mover advantage that used to last 5 years now lasts about 18 months. The window is shrinking, but the rewards for perfect timing have never been greater. So how do you spot that perfect moment? There are 3 signals that always appear together like a perfect storm. First, customer pain reaches a tipping point. People aren't just tolerating bad solutions anymore, they're actively complaining about them. Second, enabling technology becomes accessible. What was impossible or prohibitively expensive yesterday becomes cheap and reliable today. Third, regulatory or social winds shift. New laws, cultural changes, or generational attitudes create openings that didn't exist before. Let me tell you about Eric Yuan and Zoom. In 2011, he launched Zoom when these 3 signals aligned perfectly. Enterprise video calling was notoriously terrible. That's your customer pain. Cloud infrastructure had become reliable and affordable. That's your enabling technology. And remote work was just starting to gain corporate acceptance. That's your social shift. Yuan didn't just build a better product. He launched at the exact moment the market was ready to embrace it. The result? A $1 billion company that beat competitors with more money and resources simply because timing trumped everything else. Now, how do you read this market clock yourself? Start tracking Google search trends for keywords around your target problem. Sudden spikes indicate pain points reaching that tipping point. Monitor competitor funding announcements. When venture capitalists start piling money into a space, the window is opening. Survey potential customers monthly about their biggest frustrations and watch for technology cost curves. When something drops 90% in price, that's game time. Here's your action step this week. Set up 3 Google alerts for keywords around your market's biggest problem. When search volume jumps 300% month over month, you have 90 days to launch. Not 6 months, not next year, 90 days. Because in today's market, timing isn't just about being early or late, it's about recognizing that brief moment when the universe aligns and having the courage to move fast when it does. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.